Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to Hustle and Shine, reporting live from the Brown and Krupa Studios. It's Brian B. Shine.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 60 today. Thank God for that. Currently, though, it's 38 clear skies, so make sure you bundle up in Raytown.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this this Veterans Day?
Salute to all of our soldiers past and present. We love and appreciate your sacrifice for what you've done to keep this country how it is. We appreciate you and your service, man. Paying the ultimate sacrifice, some of you. But D, along with saluting our veterans, of course, man, we got TMG on deck. I can't wait to see what tea you got this morning.
We'll be talking about Ja Rule as he speaks on Rap Beefs when he sits down with Carmelo Anthony and his friends. And then Eddie Murphy speaks on why he doesn't attend funerals at all.
Should be interesting. We got your motivation coming up in about 10 minutes. But D, I need a whole platter this morning. I need fajitas. I need tacos. Oh. I need burritos. Oh. I need all of that. Because I'm hungry, and it is Taco Tuesday!
Today is Taco Tuesday!
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Direct your energy where it will do the most good. Avoid wasting it on things that make no difference or that bring you down. When you know you're right, it's tempting to engage in an argument that proves your point. Yet even if you win such an argument, which is not very likely, the only thing you've gained is resentment from the other person. It's understandable that you spend time and effort on an emotional reaction to a disappointing outcome. But as powerful and well expressed as your reaction may be, it won't change the reality of what has already happened. You only have a certain number of hours in a day, a limited amount of energy to expend. You'll always be better off using your time and energy to make a positive difference. When you're filled with energy and eager to respond, anticipate and consider the results of your chosen response. Ask yourself, what will be gained? What value will be created? You naturally draw energy and willpower from life's occurrences. Be intentional about the use of that energy and always make it into a positive force. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jam.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
625, it's a high of 60. Currently, it is 38 clear skies at Hickman Mills Middle School. During a recent event, Vivica A. Fox was asked what advice she would give her 17-year-old self.
Don't date 50 Cent. Don't date no damn rappers. Thanks. Yes. Just so you know, it took me years to be able to laugh about it.
Right.
I had to learn to laugh, not to cry no more. But I did it.
Hey, boy, she's starting to sound like Shirley Caesar in her regular voice. She just sound like an older lady
don't
now.
Don't do auntie.
She does. She sound like an
I
old
mean,
lady
she,
now.
I mean, she is an older lady now. This is just...
Oh, man. She was in Booty Call.
Yeah, was.
So, Lord
but
have
I've
mercy.
Heard a lot of people say don't date rappers. I mean, I've always heard that.
I got one word for that.
What?
Duh.
Why would you set yourself up for failure like that?
That and athletes, as far as professional athletes.
Can I have another one?
Throw it in there.
Duh.
What's the confusion here?
Duh.
Is this not common sense?
Right.
You know what the end game is, fam.
Duh.
You know what you're going to have to compete with. Stop.
Yeah. So if you got that in you, if you built like that, then go ahead and do what it do.
I do it, girl. I was giving it to her.
Speaking about rapping, Glorilla shares that she has an album. She's putting some things together, but then she also dropped a little inside look on that what that upcoming sophomore album might include.
And I got a few R&B features. I have a feature on my album from this young guy from Memphis named EJ Jones. And he has the, I feel like he's going to be the next biggest star because he got the soul. And he's young. He ain't number like 22, I think. Yeah, I love soul.
Now, Glorilla did real good, in my opinion, on her album. Of course, shout out to Lil Ronnie. She collabed with him, Kansas City's very own, if you didn't know.
He ain't lying.
But EJ Jones, you and I just talked about him yesterday because you heard a song. You were like, wait, what song is this? It's that Gas Station Love. It's that song. He's literally, like she said, 22 some years old. He's been going viral online for years. So I guess he finally was able to put some music behind it, and it sounds like he getting some love from Glorilla. So
okay.
Memphis putting on for their city. I like that.
You feel me?
This is Marquita Miller Joshua with 5-Star Tax and Business Solutions. I'm up this morning hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams.
Around 700 seniors are going to lose access to meal deliveries due to funding cuts that's been going on. And the budget cuts passed by Congress, they're making it harder for local services to deliver food to seniors who are not able to leave their homes, D.
The meal's great. The food's awesome. And veggies and everything. The better thing is that I know I'm going to see somebody every day.
Casey Shepherd Center delivers Meals on Wheels to people like Lori Zimmerman. $50 a week pays for one hot meal Monday through Friday.
I need help. I know that around 11 o'clock there's going to be somebody at the door. For so many of the people in this building, it's a lifeline for us.
That's a pretty sad commentary on our community and society that we know those 700 people are still hungry. Then you couple that with Medicaid cuts, SNAP cuts, all of the people that were in that program were low income themselves.
And another thing that they had to go through, D, is that the DEI cuts, they forced them to be by themselves. So the lady in the interview, she said that someone would show up at the door. Well, that was a part of the DEI cuts where they paid minority women to spend time with seniors, you know, because that stuff, that's really important for people who are older, who can't leave the house.
Who might not have family either to tend and care for them.
Yes. So this trickles down to everybody in America. All of these cuts and all the changes that's going on at the top, it trickles down to everybody. And this is the sad reality that you get.
I know we're very concerned for our seniors. And also, since today is Veterans Day, of course, sending love to our vets too, because they're in that boat as well. And I want to just mention that there are some veteran deals and discounts that are out in the town. One specifically, Hy-Vee is doing free breakfast buffet for vets and active duty military members. Great clips. Has some deals. 54th Street has some deals as well. So make sure you you utilize those.
Yeah, McDonald's, local McDonald's owner operators, some of them are offering free breakfast to current and former military members.
Good.
As a small token of appreciation for your service. So go ahead and visit a McDonald's if you're a veteran today.
Yo, this is your boy Ice Cube. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams. Y'all know what it is. Yay.
Shout out to all the cousins hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. They've been going crazy per usual. Big shout out to Rich Harris. We appreciate you all the time, Rich. Hope you are having a great day. Good morning and big love to Kimora. She's a freshman over at KU. So good luck on the math exam. Woo, I do not miss them days.
Me neither.
But Anastasia said, you got this. And then also a happy Veterans Day to her pops. Big love to Jaden. Blessings from Mama Kiera, John Lingo, Chantel Coates, Shiren McMurray. Who else we got on here? Anita Prima. Hey, girl. Shout out to also a big happy birthday to my sister, Anisha. She's celebrating today. Love you so much. And then we want to send some love to our family. Love & Hip Hop Atlanta's very own Lil Zane and Ashley on the new house they just got in the A.
Oh, we coming through.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We going to bring a barbecue grill because I know in Atlanta they ain't got no real barbecue grills down there.
You but, trying to take KC to the A, huh?
Yeah, for real, like though. That. I like that, man. Shout out to... Yeah, man, I'm going to have to tap in. Maybe we can get on the episode or something.
Yeah.
In the back or something.
You know. Just pop out. Pop out like Candy did on that music video.
That's right.
Look, shout out to our family.
You talking about you and that booty.
Yeah, that song. Candy popped up out of nowhere. And then also, last but not least, big love to our family. Jay White did it. Major congratulations. Kansas City's very own. If you don't know, he is from the town. Yeah. We've had him on Hustle and Shine in the morning. But he is up for another Grammy. Another one. For producing that SZA and Kendrick Lamar record. So another milestone. More hits on the way. Jay White did it. If you didn't know who did it, Jay White did it. So shout out to him.
If it's a smash, you know who did it. Mm-hmm. You know Jay White did it. You know what I'm saying? Kansas City got so many dope producers.
Yeah.
Like Brian Kennedy, Jay White did it.
Lil Ronnie.
Lil Ronnie.
Yep.
Conductor. Who else, man? It's so many to name. And I just wanna pay homage to all of them, man. They definitely are making their mark in the industry.
Another big win for the town. Major shout out and a congratulations to Dwayne Whitmore Jr.
Yes, sir.
And the reason behind it is he's up for two Grammys. Not one, but two Grammys.
Residuals.
So, I know he was a part of Residuals, but he also was a part of the Chris Brown hit record, It Depends, that's been going crazy on TikTok for a very long time. So that is up for best R&B song and best R&B performance. So major shout out to Dwayne Whitmore Jr.
We got all the flavor in KC, baby. Dwayne Whitmore, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for representing the town. Also, D, shout out to 1VP Restaurant.
Yeah.
So we know Hurricane Melissa, devastating a hurricane that happened in Jamaica. Well, our friends at 1VP, shout out to my man Chopper Don. They're collecting sanitation and hygiene products like disinfectant wipes, baby wipes, gloves, dishwashing liquid, stuff like that. Health through nutrition, like first aid kits, diapers, stuff like that, shelters and housing needs, medical team needs, and protection and well-being, stuff like that. Not necessarily food, but more sanitation and house and health and health and nutrition stuff for Hurricane Melissa in Jamaica. So shout out to 1VP Restaurant. They're taking these donations up until Saturday, the 15th. So the drop-off location is at 1VP Restaurant and 6024 Truce Ave. Right here in KC Mo. Chopper Don, I appreciate you, man. I'm definitely going to stop by and drop some things off for sure.
Yeah, love that.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:25 on your time. It's a high of 61, currently 38, fair skies at Research Hospital. Recently on Carmelo Anthony's podcast, Ja Rule sat down and spoke about rap beef's influence to hip-hop culture.
I don't think hip-hop beefs are good for the culture. Big and Pac both got killed. Me and 50 was me and 50. Jay and Nas had their thing. You know how much business and things they probably could have did as men, Kendrick and Drake? What did it ever bring hip-hop that was so significant that we're like, yo, let's keep doing this? I want to see Rick Ross and Drake do another joint. I love they records together.
But then they would say, I want to see a Jive 50.
We've never done a record together. We've never been friends. So I don't know why people want to see that.
Ain't nobody ever said that in their life, period.
Maybe somebody on social media maybe snuck that in.
No, they didn't. Ain't nobody ever want to know 50 and Ja Rule record. We barely want a Ja Rule one.
You sick. Don't do Ja like that.
Who gives a f*** with Ja Rule thanks at a time like this? This is ridiculous.
With the whole rap beef conversation, we've had this so many times. I think there's so many different ways you can look at it. Like, everyone's not going to get along, and that's okay. Everyone's not going to be kumbaya, and that's okay. But necessarily, do we want to see people end up, you know, like Biggie and Pac?
No.
But division is going to happen in any industry.
This is a competition, man.
That's facts.
People be trying to cover rap like it's some like it's some kumbaya all the time, and it's not. This is a sport sometimes. So I I see where Ja Rule is going, but yeah, I respectfully disagree.
Collaboration is important, and that's kind of the point that Mario and Sway make, or Morion and Sway makes on this next clip where, if you recall, Mario went viral with Cam Newton. He gave him a list of artists that he thought could sing or not. Of course, Omarion came up in that list, and now Omarion is speaking about it.
Which is a wild conversation, you know what I mean? Because we're supposed to be here to uplift.
Under those circumstances, would you ever be willing to do work with him?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. You know, I think that for me, it's all about respect. You know, I think you can have your opinion, but, you know, the moment I feel like there's no respect there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm cool. I'd rather step back.
He said you can't see what? What was the disrespect?
I think they've had other issues. So I think if you just look at it from the lens of, oh, we're just talking clip to clip, then of course I can understand your, but they've had some history or some sorts in the past as well. Some things were said on Mario's end about him. So I'm sure some things just rubbed in the wrong way. But it's interesting how we look at hip-hop versus R&B.
We're here to uplift.
We talk about...
No, we're not.
We talk about hip-hop as a, you know, it's a competition. But when it comes to R&B, people are like,
it's
we don't want to...
It's competition, too.
It is competition, but it's different about how you go about it. We can compete when it comes to the sales and everything. But if I know that I'm... If I know to re-rank this way, I ain't got to come up to you and say that and treat you a certain way. I just know. I know the truth. You know, but you know the vibes.
Ain't nobody come to see you, Otis. That wasn't a competition. Flash versus the five heartbeats. Flash versus Eddie Kane Jr. That wasn't a competition. Stop. Stop. Get out your feelings and get in your competition bag. Mm. Marion ain't got the best voice anyway. So, Mario, what line?
Both of y'all are welcome on the show, so we can have a sing-off. Let's do that.
Oh, my God.
I'll enter in, too. You know, I can do a little AI voice.
Have
like
dude, that's my jam.
Oh, my gosh.
That's perfect. See? That and our cousins can do it.
Good morning. How y'all doing? It's D-Ray Davis. I'm getting up. Girl, move. Girl, you girl. All these girls. Move, ladies. I'm not like this. Look, Hustle and Shine, baby. Listen to Hustle and Shine in the morning right now. Stop. I'm trying to get the call words out. He knows you're listening to. Hot 103 Jam.
The court documents released over the weekend painted a gruesome scene late Thursday afternoon inside a CVS pharmacy in North Kansas City around 3 p.m. Police got a phone call regarding a shooting at this CVS. When the police arrived, they located a gunshot victim later identified as 42-year-old Rusty Donovan. He deceased behind the checkout counter. And they took a suspect later identified as Antonio Serrano, 29, into custody without further incident. Now, they reviewed the surveillance footage showing Serrano entering the store and immediately walk over to the checkout counter and point a handgun toward a female employee. Then Serrano pointed the handgun toward Donovan and appears to open fire. And the video shows that Donovan attempted to escape, leaned over the counter and fired additional shots. They're saying it's allegedly tied to a female employee. Serrano had recently separated from a female employee who had worked at the store but was not working there at the time Serrano entered. And she had been living with Donovan at the time of the shooting. A lot of things figure out. And it's just... These things don't happen in at that part of town in North Kansas City. So just sending prayers to those who are affected by this. Mm-hmm. This is awful.
Yeah.
Very awful. This morning, we got Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Stacey, good morning. What you got for us?
Well, good morning. Today, we're going to be talking about what to do if they are saying you are at fault for an accident, but you don't believe it. And we're going to be right back at 7:50.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
It's time to toss it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Good morning, Stacey. What you got?
Today for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law, we're going to be talking about if you are charged with creating an accident or causing an accident and you don't believe that it's your fault. I come across this very often because I practice both traffic law and personal injury law, and there is a determination made at the scene, usually by the police officer, or if the police officer doesn't come, then somebody would have gone to the police station, told their story, and then the insurance company makes what's called a determination of liability. Sometimes you agree with that determination of liability, usually if they say it's not your fault, but other times if you are thinking that the determination of liability was incorrect, then you have a couple of options, okay? So especially if you are charged with causing the accident and you have a traffic ticket, it's really important that you set that for trial. If you don't set the traffic ticket for trial and you just plead guilty to it or you get it amended, that could be used as evidence against you if you have to go to the civil suit. And because that liability determination is against you, the only way to undo it is to file a civil suit. And so there's going to be two parts that you're working with, both the criminal part, which is usually either municipal court or in state court, and that talks about the criminality of it, and the civil part, which is going to be talking about the lawsuit part of it. It's a very complicated situation, and I do not recommend that you do it yourself because there are consequences that could be quite expensive if it's done incorrectly. If you've got questions about this, you can always give me a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at stacyshawlaw.com and on all social media at Stacy Shaw Law. Now remember, today is Tuesday. It's also Veterans Day. Thank you so much for all of the people who have been brave enough to serve and defend our country. We are going to be honoring you today on Faith Justice Victory, every Tuesday at 11:30 on Gospel KPRT, Gospel 1590. Today, we're going to have Sister Shalise on talking about her new podcast. And so I want you to pour into not only a veteran, but a child today. They definitely need your positivity. And so until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements.
This is Bria Berry from KMBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Join us this Friday, November 14th for the Hot 103 Jams Feeds the Need 12-hour food donation drive to benefit the Operation Breakthrough Food Pantry. We'll be broadcasting live 6A to 6P at Ruby Jean's Juicery, 3000 Troost Ave. We'll be collecting non-perishable food items and monetary donations to provide for the families Operation Breakthrough serves, impacted by the government shutdown and SNAP benefits. Kicking off, of course, with us, Hustle and Shine in the morning, 6 a.m. this Friday. Help us feed the need, y'all. Caring about the community. We are Hot 103 Jams. Excited about that coming up Friday, D.
Yeah, super excited for that. Major shout out to Ruby Jean's Juicery for letting us host it at their establishment, of course, right next to Operation Breakthrough. So please pull up on us. We'll have a good time. Y'all know you're gonna bring out your DJ equipment. We're gonna have some spades.
Might as well.
Some dominoes rolling. So we definitely gonna have a good time for that 12-hour
dominoes too.
Donation drive. For
don't
sure.
Y'all look, man. Don't y'all be faking on the dominoes too, man. Come on through and get smacked up and get
talked. That ain't my speed. Well, get me on a spades table. Yeah, we'll get to going with that.
I guess real nasty with spades. Y'all really don't want it with me with that.
Why are you whispering with it?
That's how I gotta get when I get real nasty.
We don't want to hear that.
Yes, I am.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
824, it's a high of 61. Currently, it is 41, sunny skies in Olathe. Eddie Murphy speaks on helping for funerals, but one thing he's not going to do is attend one.
I've paid for a lot of funerals, but I don't go to funerals. I pay. I ain't coming. It's just too much.
I don't agree with that. Look, everybody got their personal preference and they got their own set of things that they have to live by with them. Just me, Brian, how I'm built, I can't do that. That just seems like
a cop out.
Yeah, but if people ain't emotionally there, if their spirit ain't right, I get it. I understand it. I do.
And I believe he also went on to speak on how he just doesn't like the feel of it. It just, the people are, you know, the whole gathering around. And I'm sure if it's something, because I know he took care of the funeral for Red Fox and some other, some greats and some legends. But, I mean, yeah, I understand where you're coming
from. And
it
ain't necessarily about you. Per se.
Right.
You gotta be there for other people.
Yeah, that's real.
And to salute your loved ones.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just me. That's just how I'm doing.
And I know some people is like, them funerals cost about $15,000, $20,000. So him helping out with that is a great deal of help.
It is.
Even him just doing that. Now, a couple of minor headlines. Jermaine Dupri has officially been ranked the number 21 biggest songwriter of the 21st century.
He should be higher than that.
Oh, absolutely. On the Hot 100 by Billboard. We'll check out that list tomorrow and really dive into who's on there. Oh, you gotta tell me. I think he's one of the greatest producers of, I mean, I
Top five on my list.
When people say, you know, should him and Diddy do a versus battle,
he would blow Diddy out the water.
I agree.
I'm going to tell y'all that
people
right
forget,
now.
People forget what Jermaine Dupri is, like, all he's been involved with and all that he's done.
He will blow Puffy out of the water. He got so many R&B jams. That's what people forget. He wrote on Confessions and My Way.
Yeah, stop. Confessions was about him. That was his story.
Pause. What?
Confessions,
pause.
Usher.
That was crazy.
That was his story that Usher was speaking on.
I thought that was Usher's story. Okay.
No, it was not.
All right.
And Jermaine Dupri spoke about it in a couple interviews where he was like, yeah, that was my story. All right.
Pause.
So, yeah. All right. Putting that out there. And then Kanye, he's been making amends. He recently met with a New York rabbi to apologize for his past anti-Semitic comments. So, seems like he's... fixing some of those bridges he burned.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Scorpio season. Happy birthday to those brave, resourceful, and passionate Scorpios.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to Grammy Award-winning jazz singer Tamara Jordan. A happy birthday to actor Camille Hyde. Sending a major happy birthday to KC's very own Barbara. Happy birthday to Morgan. Happy birthday to movie actress Demi Moore. And last but not least, sending over a big happy birthday to comedian Lavelle Crawford.
Okay, D, let's take it home to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Daryl Hollinshed II, Sherelle Nonchalant, and Deontay Coleman. Happy birthday, Joseph Jojo Collins, Renee Johnson, and Theodore Hackett. Sending birthday love to Shantae Stovall, Jermaine Simmons, and D'Angelo Price. Plus, happy birthday, Shell Jones, Tyrone Avery, and everybody else born on November 11th. Happy birthday, Scorpios. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
It's Brandy.
Hey, Brandy. What you up to?
Nothing. About to take my daughter to school.
That's what's up.
Okay, what's your check engine light looking like?
Oh, it's actually not on.
Why you sound surprised?
Because, you know, everybody is right.
Yeah. You ain't wrong, especially with this weather. Make sure you check that the tire pressures for sure.
No, seriously.
All right, cousin. We got two tickets to hook you up with to go see New Edition, Toni Braxton, Boys to Men, but you got to secure it by getting these lyrics. You ready?
Okay, I got you.
Go ahead.
Everybody loves them.
Oh, my God.
Here, baby, can you stand the rain?
Oh, my gosh. This was what type of version was
this? I don't know.
It sounded like you was trying to run off with the lyrics at one point. All right, cousin, you get those two tickets to go see New Edition next year, February 5th at the T-Mobile Center. Who you taking with you?
Mommy.
Your man know the lyrics?
He probably do.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Y'all enjoy yourselves at the concert and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Making that real money.